This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Five Western states, including Colorado, are part of a new coalition to investigate how widespread underinsurance is. That's when home insurance is not enough to rebuild and replace what's lost. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
In April, the San Francisco Chronicle published an investigation of the phenomenon that found that the, quote, primary driver of the problem is insurance companies' reliance on a fundamentally broken system to predict rebuilding costs. Software tools insurers knew to be faulty routinely underestimated those costs. This month, the paper reported that California, New Mexico, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington would band together to share data and explore possible reforms. Colorado Deputy Insurance Commissioner Jason Lapham says one of the first goals is to simply figure out the scale of the problem, which he adds will be challenging.
We recognize that it's a problem, but until we understand the contours of that problem, it's really, I think, from my perspective, too hard to predict what the policy solutions actually are.
The state's horrific 2021 Marshall Fire provided some sense. Some three-quarters of the homes damaged or destroyed were underinsured. In the wake of the disaster, reforms were passed that Lapham says provide consumers with more information to help them ensure their coverage is adequate. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
A new fire is burning in Delta County on the western slope. The LaRue Fire has burned around 700 acres of private and BLM land. 15 homes have been evacuated, with many more on pre-evacuation notice. Governor Jared Polis issued a disaster declaration for the area last night. Three other fires are also causing concerns near the town of Meeker in northwestern Colorado. They've burned more than 9,000 acres and destroyed several homes already. Fire danger remains high today in western Colorado and in areas around Aspen and Vail, with hot, dry weather expected for the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.